All right. Next, we are joined with some great friends of the show. We have Robert White, who is the executive director of NAMI Tri-County, Piedmont Tri-County.
There you go.
I butcher that
That's
every
a mouthful.
Time. Piedmont Tri-County. And then, of course, the outreach coordinator, Drew Carpenter. So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. It's always good to see you guys.
I always smile when I get the chance to interview Robert White. This is a quick fun fact about Robert and I. When I first started my career at CN2 many years ago. Right. More like decades or two ago. Robert, you were one of the first people that I ever interviewed my first week. And I don't even know if I've ever told you that, but Rebecca over at, oh my gosh, she used to work for United Way. She was with the Red Cross. And then I went over to you at EMS and did my first, car seat story with Robert White. And so I came back and I was like, that guy is the nicest guy. It's like the nicest guy. And it still holds true today.
Oh, I was going to say, when
it's always fun to be able to interview you.
Thank you, Ashley.
We're not here to talk about that right now. We're here to talk about a gala that y'all are going to have in March. But first, if our listeners aren't familiar with NAMI, just give us a brief overview of what you do there.
NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We're the Piedmont Tri-County. Our affiliate covers York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. We are the largest grassroots organization in America that educates, advocates, and supports those struggling with a mental health condition, their family, their loved ones, their community. You have to have a community in anything in life to achieve success. And this is an opportunity for those mentally that are struggling. And we do that in a bunch of different ways. Some of those are our peer support groups and they have different levels, even all the way down to teenagers. We know our teens are struggling today. So we have those support groups that meet every other week in Lancaster and Rock Hill. We do a lot of award-winning education classes and so much more that we offer. If you follow us on Facebook, we are very passionate about what we do. We're intentional about having fun, and you can see a lot of things that we do. Mental wellness is key to success in anything in life. We don't want to wait till you're in crisis. We like preventative. So we do a lot of different things to make sure those that with a mental health condition are taken care of.
And Drew, I think what's so great about NAMI Piedmont Tri-County is that mental illness was something that for years and decades, and still maybe a little bit, still is a little bit taboo to talk about. And I think it's so great that we're able to, because everyone has mental health. I mean, it's not just something that is, that you bring up when there's a problem. I mean, everyone has mental health, whether it's good or bad, and it can be ever changing. So as the outreach coordinator, what do you want the community to know about NAMI?
I just want people to know that we are here for you. If you have a voice, a story to tell, and you need somebody to share it with, we are here for you. No matter what you're going through, we are here. NAMI is here. We are for all.
And it's not just for the person who is dealing with mental health. It can be for, like you said, their peers or their family members or their spouse.
Exactly.
We have training classes that are just specific for caregivers and spouses and family members to how to deal with somebody like that. We don't want to talk about it, but it's so important to understand. And all the things that we talk about, there's zero cost to it. We don't want cost to be a barrier. We are a support process. We help you connect the dots. If you're looking for a therapist, you're looking for a psychiatrist, you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Our team is here to support you.
And that was a great segue because you said that it's to no cost, but it does take money to do the work that you do. And I know that another big event that you do every year is the walk, which raises awareness and some funds. But you're looking at a different way to raise some funds this year in addition to that walk. And on March the 6th, take us out to the Gateway Center in Richburg.
Absolutely. Well, the NAMI Walks is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's very limited. It's in the hot sun. But I'm not saying it's a lot of fun. A lot. If you haven't been to a NAMI Walk, we'll see you October 17th. But more importantly, we've heard from the community. We want to have the time where we can have more fun, more intimate settings like a gala. So our team put together a gala committee, and here we are just a few weeks away.
Oh, it's coming up quick,
okay.
That's for sure.
So Drew, I know that your wife, Elsie, yes, is ma'am. Also a big part of the gala committee. So take us out. What can people expect from the NAMI gala? You said the theme was spring into wellness.
It is spring into wellness, and we are all about having fun. So come on out. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a party, dance floor. We have silent auction going on. Just coming out and having a good time and celebrating life.
How many people are you expecting to have, or what is the hope? In
we are hoping to get around about 200 people, and we're right about halfway there.
What do tickets cost, and what are you looking for from the community? How can the community kind of rally around you and wrap their arms around you?
So for a single ticket, we're offering at $75, and for a couple's ticket, it starts at $125.
Okay. Are you still looking for sponsors?
We always look for sponsors, okay. Because everything that we do, Ashley, is no cost to the community. And let's face it, in today's world, it's tough to have rental locations, staff, mm-hmm. and all the other things that come along with it. So we're always looking for sponsors, especially for our first ever gala. And also for our NAMI walk, which we'll talk about that another day. But today is focused on gala. We want people to come together, mix and mingle with our communities, and let them know what fun it is. Let's get out there and let's enjoy a great dinner. Let's enjoy some dancing. And you never know what Robert's got up his sleeve.
That is for
well,
sure.
Well, I mean,
a lot
at the
fun.
Walk, we have kissing of animals. So I can right. only imagine what's going to happen here at the gala.
Right.
And I love that the gala is pretty centrally located in between your three counties. So you've got Lancaster, Chester, and York County. So I want to make sure that people really understand that this is the Tri-County. And Drew, you have counterparts.
Yes.
Both in Chester and Lancaster counties as well. So you want people from all three counties to be able to come.
Oh, yeah. This is NAMI for everybody. No matter what county you're in, we want to see you there. Come out and have some fun, for sure.
Now, a big question that a lot of people get when you plan these galas is, what do I wear? What's the attire? So how should people be prepared to show up to the gala?
Well, Robert's showing up in his lime green suit with
okay.
a flower tie.
Because, of course, that is the NAMI color green.
That is
green.
The NAMI yep. color for mental health awareness. But cocktail attire,
okay.
nothing too fancy, just semi-formal cocktail attire.
And again, I know that you said there's going to be some dancing, there's going to be great food, a silent mm-hmm. auction. Why do you think fun elements are so important to bring into this NAMI mm-hmm. gala? I mean, that has a lot to do with your mental health.
Right, absolutely. Mental wellness. Remember, we don't want to get in a crisis. I'm a firm believer, spent many years in the healthcare industry. Laughter is the best medicine for mm-hmm. anything. And when our men and women, our community are struggling, laughter truly helps. So this is going to be a fun night, a good meal, good rivalry, good dancing, a lot of laughter. And we're also going to have some awards and recognition that night for
that.
Men and women in mm-hmm. all three counties who truly gives their heart and soul to our mission here at NAMI. So there's going to be a few accolades that we get to brag on some of mm-hmm. our community folks. So if you want to be a part of this extravaganza, now's your chance. You go to NAMIPiedmont.org, NAMIPiedmont.org is our website. There's contact information there. Or email us at info@NAMIPiedmont.org. We love to get there. Go to our Facebook page. A lot of great information.